said, I am death. Gainst who? Gainst who?
Whom?
Oh, thanks, said the boy distractedly. Gainst whom no lock may hold, will hold, nor fastened portal bar. Here to...
Here to take my tally on this night of kings.
Duffy sagged. Oh, you're so much better at it, he moaned. You've got the right voice and you can remember the words. He turned around. It's only three lines and how will... Have my guts... He froze. His eyes widened and became two saucers of fear as death snapped his fingers in front of the boy's rigid face.
Forget,
he commanded, and turned and stalked silently towards the wings. His eyeless skull took in the line of costumes, the waxy debris of the makeup table. His empty nostrils snuffed up the mixed smells of mothballs, grease, and sweat. There was something here, he thought, that nearly belonged to the gods. Humans had built a world inside the world, which reflected it in pretty much the same way as a drop of water reflects the landscape, and yet... Inside this little world, they had taken pains to put all the things you might think they would want to escape from. Hatred, fear, tyranny and so forth. Death was intrigued. They thought they wanted to be taken out of themselves, and every art humans dreamt up took them further in. He was fascinated. He was here for a very particular and precise purpose. There was a soul to be claimed. There was no time for inconsequentialities. But what was time, after all? His feet did an involuntary little clicking dance across the stones. Alone in the grey shadows, death tap-danced.
The next night in your dressing room, they hang a star.
He pulled himself together, adjusted his scythe, and waited silently for his cue. He'd never missed one yet. He was going to get out there and slay them.
And you can be death itself to him! Now!
Death entered, his feet clicking across the stage.
Cower now, brief mortals, for I am death, gainst whom no, gainst whom...
He hesitated for the very first time in the eternity of his existence. For although the death of the Discworld was used to dealing with people by the million, at the same time, every death was intimate and personal. Death was seldom seen except by those of an occult persuasion and his clients themselves. The reason that no one else saw him was that the human brain is clever enough to edit sights too horrible for it to cope with. But the problem here was that several hundred people were in fact expecting to see death at this point and were therefore seeing him. Death turned slowly and stared back at the hundreds of watching eyes. Even in the grip of the truth, Tom John recognized a fellow actor in distress and fought for mastery of his lips.
Lock will hold,
he whispered, through teeth fixed in a grimace. Death gave him a manic grin of stage fright.
What?
He whispered, in a voice like an anvil being hit with a small lead hammer.
Lock will hold, nor fastened portal,
said Tom John encouragingly.
Lock will hold, nor fastened portal.
Repeated Death, desperately watching his lips.
Bah!
Bah!
No, I cannot do it, said Winslow. I will be seen. Down there in the hall, someone watches. There is no one. I feel the stare. Dithering idiot! Must I put in for you? See, his foot is upon the top stair.
Wimslow's face contorted with fear and uncertainty. He drew back his hand.
No!
End of CD 8.